While the plan was just introduced 2 weeks ago, already 30 Republicans in the state assembly have signed on as co-authors. Six GOP senators have also put their names on the bill, including Senate President Mike Ellis and Finance Committee co-chair Alberta Darling. Republicans authored the plan after two Dane County judges struck down the new GOP-backed voter ID law, and another Dane County judge struck down parts of Act 10. The judges put parts of both laws on hold while the cases were appealed. The bill backed by Republicans would all but prevent that. The plan received public hearings in the Senate and Assembly yesterday, often a sign that a bill is on a fast track. Big Bend Assembly Republican David Craig said these decisions should be handled by the Supreme Court, not a circuit court.
This legislation would facilitate a fair and more efficient judicial system by ensuring that one judge cannot unilaterally prevent the implementation of state law.
But Milwaukee Assembly Democrat Christine Sinicki said Republicans were grabbing for more power because they felt that they could.
Regardless of what you may think, there may be some day that you're not going to be in control of this place, and this bill will come right back to bite you.
If the plan becomes law, it would likely be challenged in court on the grounds that it violates the state constitution's separation of powers. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.